Parashas Achrimos Kedoshim, Rav Volbe says that if we were asked, what is Yerushalayim? We always grew up, two things I think that throughout our yeshiva years, at least I found this, that were talked about a lot, were Torah and Yerushalayim, how important it is to learn Torah, and how a person has to have Yerushalayim. Very often they were mentioned. Wasn't exactly clear why it's important to learn Torah, or what Yerushalayim is. So it's always kedai to clarify for ourselves, whenever we talk about something, exactly what it is that we're referring to. What does it mean, Yerushalayim? So, if we were asked, what is Yerushalayim, says Rav Volbe, we would get various different answers. Some people would say it's having a year of being tachat of Gehenim. Some people say it's medaktik b'mitzvahs. Rav Volbe actually, in Alei Shur, he says that his very first shmooze that he heard when he was in his life, was from, I think he was in Montreux, in the yeshiva in Montreux in Switzerland, and in a Vardar Talmud came Reb David Budnik, who was killed in the war, who said a shmuz, and ultimately it led him to actually Yeshiva Smir. He was so enthralled by the shmuz that this Avrech came over to him afterwards and said to him that I see how affected you were by the shmuz. If you really want to have be affected in a tremendous way, go to Mir and hear shmuzim from Rabbi Yeruchim. That's what ended up eventually causing him to go to Mir. He said that the shmuz that he heard, one of the things that he said was that Reb David Budnik said that he was asked, what is Yerushalayim? And he answered, Yerushalayim is something that not every Shomer Torah mitzvah has, and not every Chiloni lacks it entirely. In other words, there are certain things, certain averis that maybe a Shomer Torah mitzvah is because he hasn't, Yerushalayim hasn't totally filled him up. He's lacking Yerushalayim, and there are certain things that Chiloni won't do because he has a certain level of Yerushalayim. So what is Yerushalayim? That comes out clear, Lechura, says Rav Volbe, from this week's parasha. Kedushim, it's mentioned, two psukim, that bring down V'yoreisim Elekecho, and there's another three psukim in Bahar that also say the V'yoreisim Elekecho, and Rashi says in all of them, the same exact thing, V'yoreisim Elekecho. In this week's parasha, it says, Lo yisekalel chayirish lefneiver lesitim mechshol, V'yoreisim Elekecho. Rashi says that lefneiver lesitim mechshol doesn't mean that don't literal translation. It also maybe means that, but not specifically Chazal Darshan. Lav Dafka doesn't mean to place a rock in front of a blind person. It means to place a stumbling block in front of somebody who's blind to the reality. In other words, somebody asks you for an Eitzah, and you give him an Eitzah, and really your intention is something totally different, and the guy has no idea. So he asks, what's a good place to invest money? And you tell him, your company is a good place to invest money. You have a great, or some company that you have stocks in, that he has no idea that that's the case. And he invested in it. It's not the best idea, but for you it's a good idea. So V'yoreisim Elekecho is something that only the Ribbono Shel'Olam knows, and nobody else knows. Memela, that's something which is Shaykh by Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is something that only the Ribbono Shel'Olam knows, and nobody else knows. There's no way for the other person to know it. That is what Yerushalayim is. And this is something that Rashi says a number of times. He says it also, Lifnei Seva, talking about Darta Pnei Zokin, V'yoreisim Elekecho. Says Rashi that, why does it say V'yoreisim Elekecho? Because you could say, who says, in other words, when an older person passes by, or a Talmid Chacham passes by, you could just close your eyes and pretend that you never saw the person. Who's going to know if you saw the person or not, whether when you didn't stand up? Who's going to know? Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one else is going to know. Because the Yerushalayim is shaykh to those things that it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's going to know. Kol dover hamoser lelev, says Rashi, she'ein makir elamisha machshava beliboy, nemer bo v'yoreisim Elekecho. The only things that are moser lelev that no one knows, no one in the world knows, except for you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's where it says v'yoreisim Elekecho. And in Bahar it says another three psukim. When you tell the Eved to, it's by Eved Ivri, you tell the Eved to do something for you. He doesn't know if you really need to read it or not. Could be that you're just trying to make him work. That's something which is Moser Lalei V'Reitz Melekechon. Same thing with Neshech V'Tarbis. You can give your money to a guy and you haven't caused somebody else to pay Ribbis V'Chulu. Only Rebbeinu Shalom is going to know. And that's something which is V'Reitz Melekechon. Kumta is that Yirah Shamayim, the way that the Torah defines Yirah Shamayim, is a dover which is Moser Lalev. Things that are Moser Lalev that nobody else knows about except for the Rebbeinu Shalom, that is Yerushamayim. And all five things that are mentioned here, all five times that the Torah mentions it, and Rashi speaks it out, it's all by things that are Bein Adam L'Chaveri, interestingly enough. While it certainly can apply by Adam L'Malkim also. However, it's all these things are all mentioned by mitzvahs that are Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And this is something I think that comes up often, that there are very many chances for a person to do chesed, to do something, and he just decides that it's not convenient now, so he says he's not shaykh for him to do it. He can't do it. Is it really not shaykh? Nobody knows. The person's not going to know. And the only person that's going to, the only one that's going to know is the person himself and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And on that, the Torah says, Reis Melekechol, you have the Yechirlis to help somebody out. You have the Yechirlis not to, this is maybe referring to Aviris, Neshech V'Tarvis. It's also referring to mitzvahs, not standing up for somebody, doing chesed, v'chulu. L'chur is such a thing, is such a negia to the Rikuda of Yerushamayim. I just wanted to tell a story that I heard from the person that it happened with on the day of Bedikas Chametz, mamash the day before Pesach, before Erev Pesach. That's probably one of the busiest days in the entire year, if not the busiest day. Could be even possibly more busy than Erev Pesach for many, many people. The last cleaning up the house, v'chulu, preparing it for Bedikas Chametz and doing Bedikas Chametz. And the person, Erev Pesach, his refrigerator broke. Now, usually when a refrigerator breaks, you call down the repairman, and he comes and he fixes it. And even if it's Erev Pesach, and people are busy, you'll get somebody. Somebody will be able to find. They'll come in a few hours. But the problem is that with the coronavirus around, and this person was quarantined, he was in Bidud, and therefore no repairman wanted to come to the house. Not only that, he couldn't take all his food out of the refrigerator and the freezer and put it by neighbors for the very same reason. Because nobody wanted to take food from his house because he's in quarantine. So who knows what's going on there, what type of germs are on the food or on the packages, v'chulu. The Mela, he was up the creek without a paddle. 2 days before Pesach, no food, no refrigerator, no place to put all the food. And what is he going to do? And no one's willing to come down. Bekitzer, he calls up a Mishmeres HaShavis, he had one of the refrigerators, and he asked them, maybe you could help me, try to do it, try to fix the refrigerator myself. Bekitzer, they got in touch with the head guy who created the whole tochna, the whole system of the Mishmeres HaShavis, and he told this person, he said, are you, you know how to work with electricity a little bit? So he says, yeah. So he says, okay, I'll take you through what to do step by step. You'll go along with me. I'll tell you which wires to cut, which things to do, how to put the things back together, how to put the new plugs in, and beat the system to bypass the system that it should work. He says that the whole chip of the whole system went, and you have to really bypass the system. I'll tell you exactly what to do. Erev Pesach, he spent an hour and a half with him on the phone, the busiest day of the year. Step by step, take this wire out, cut this wire, put this wire over here, do this and over here. Step by step by step for an hour and a half. Afterwards, he told him, he says, listen here, can I pay you for something? He says, yeah, no way. Something epic? No. Kein zachnet. Mamesh l'shem shemayim. Which is, in itself is tremendous. But how easy would it have been for this person that was asked, from Mishmeres HaShavis, I have no idea who he is, and it's mamesh chesed l'shem chesed. Chesed shel emes. Don't know who the buying person is. Didn't get any money. Bekitzer, how easy would it have been to say, I'm busy now, I can't do it. So busy. And he writes it to somebody that has a problem, but it's Erev Pesach, it's the busiest day of the year. The Reis Melekecho, you have the Yechirlis to help the person. You can do it. This guy Lamais at the end, I don't know how many things he gave up because he spent this hour and a half. But he had the Yechirlis to do it, and he's going to help the Yid. He's going to do it. It's a tremendous chesed, but it's also a nekuda, I think, here of Yerushalayim that is negat in very many situations. A person asks you for a chesed, a person asks you, I can't do it, I don't have the time. Speak to the person on the phone, no, not now, not, can you learn with me? No, it's not going to work out. All the different scenarios that is Beinam L'Chavir that no one else knows, that's where the nekuda of Yerushalayim is. And I think that's something really, which is, now is the time that the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving us to work on it, when people aren't leaving their houses. People aren't leaving the houses, so everything is, no one else is seeing what's going on. It's all between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom, which applies to a lot of Bein Adam Lavokim, also about when a person davens, or how he davens, or if he learns, and how he learns, and certainly the chesed which is going on, as Rav Olbe brings down from the Chesed L'Avram, I think, the grandfather of the Chida. The question is, the Chida, the grandfather of Chida, who said this part, that when a person comes to Shemayim, all his chesed, his nimdat, is gauged by the chesed that he did in his own house. Because that's when no one else is seeing. So it's this nekuda when no one else is seeing, and it's only you and the Rebbeinu Shalom, you and the family, and there's things that can be done to help the spouse, to help the wife, to help the kids. And no, not now, not... This is the time. Invest in it. Invest in this time that we're stuck in the house. And we have the ability to really invest in our relationship with our spouses, our relationship with our children, relationship with our parents, and do things that maybe we're not running to anywhere, and we're not going anywhere. We have more time, very possibly. And the things that we would just brush off and say, oh, now I don't have time, maybe Taka, we do have time, and maybe Taka, we could help, and maybe Taka, we could invest more in our relationship. And this is really the nekuda of Yerushalayim, that when no one else knows, but you're doing the right thing simply because the Rebbeinu Shalom told you to do it, and you know that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, that is Emes Yerushalayim. And that's why there's no way really to gauge anybody's Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is totally dependent on, is totally between the person and the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's no way to know about anybody, not a frum person, not a fry person, not about anybody. Person can, he looks like he's the biggest tzaddik, and it could be that when it comes to all these things, not. And it could be the person looks like the biggest fry person, and when it comes to a lot of mitzvahs, he is a Yorei Shamayim. No one can really know about anybody, but that's not the nekuda, we don't have to look at anybody else. When it comes to ourselves, we have the ability to invest in our relationships with other people, and through that make our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom much greater as we gain and grow in levels of Yerushalayim. Have a wonderful, healthy Shabbos and a gute gesunte Sommer.